Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight. What would happen if a person who needed medical help was denied that medical help because the institution that was administering that help didn't like something about that person or something that they did or didn't approve of their politics or, you know, their beliefs by the law? Now, you see, in this country, a place couldn't get away with that, denying a person medical because of personality or what their beliefs are or any kind of disagreement with the institution. You see, couldn't happen. Maybe it could happen in some dictator countries, you know, and then they would let the person suffer and all that and not get help. But it could not happen in this country because there's laws. And there's even some laws to protect them against from themselves. See? People are protected when it comes to medical. Now, follow this world. A blind person and a guide dog are one. That's what the law says. Civil rights, human rights, whatever you want to call it. The blind person and the guide dog are one. So the agencies that are supposed to be there for you, to help you, let's say they didn't, let's take the situation at hand, because that's what I'm going to be talking about. Let's say they didn't give you the dog, they didn't train the dog, you know, but they raised money for it, but they didn't feel that you should have a guide dog, right? Then why is it they didn't give you the dog? They have nothing to do with the dog. Why is it that they make it a point and their business to butt in, tell the animal medical people, the big hospital here in New York City that has the fund to give free medical care to a guide dog? Why is it that these agencies butt in when they didn't train the dog? They had nothing to do with the dog, where they raised money and denied the person. Why do they butt into the person's business and life and tell the animal medical, don't give the medical to that dog? We didn't train it. All right? Now, those reasons have never been explained in court of law to a judge. It's never happened in the history of the seeing eye. And the seeing eye goes all the way back to the 1940s. All right. Now, if the schools are going to say that they don't butt in and they didn't tell the animal medical, that the animal medical took it upon itself, and I'll explain that to you in a little bit. If they say that, then why don't they say, well, we know that this is a guide dog, and that this person is blind all his life, all her life. We know it's a guide dog. We'll acknowledge, you know, that the dog is trained and is a guide dog. We recommend that you apply the medical. See? If they didn't tell them If they didn't butt in, then why aren't they going the other way? The fact is, world, that they did make it their business of telling the Animal Medical New York City, don't give the medical. Now, you know how we know that? Because the Animal Medical, to give you the medical when you train the guide dog on your own. They did it for years and years and years, and they made money on it. You know, they either collected donations from wealthy people. Their hospital is right in the heart of the Upper East Side, Manhattan, where some of the most wealthiest people in the world live. You know, including that guy Bill Gates and all the others. Now, why is it that they used to give the medical? And how many times did I go over there with my guide dog that I trained on my own? And they gave them the medical. Until the damn ass schools butted in. It's malicious. To take your power and your influence as a guide dog school. And they have a lot of influence. No doubt. And use that influence to punish a blind person, and the dog. That is malicious. And that's why the government should protect us. And there's no telling how many people are affected by this. And the fear that blind people have to want to train the dog on their own. A lot of people do. But they're afraid. They can't afford the medical. The average blind person on disability cannot afford veterinarian cost. The Animal Medical knows that. So they came along and they set this thing up. And don't think they're not making money on it, because they are. But that's all right. I don't begrudge them that. What I do object to is the fact that they're listening to these schools, and they never used to do that. Why did all that other stuff go out the window? Got to be more to it. You know, either the schools are giving them money, or there's a kickback here. There's something more going on. That's why there should be an investigation. You see? My state senator sent a letter. They answered his letter, and they used an excuse of that the grant was changed, and they couldn't do it anymore. All these years? I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 minute. So there you have a horrible situation. When we come back, we're going to talk about how it really should be criminal to do this to somebody. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, check them out there in New Jersey. 609-388-7004, the phone number. Want to adopt an Akita, check them out. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty at 631-888-1186. And tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. You need a civil rights lawyer? We got Jim Bahamundi. Forget about the last name. Just call him Jim. I'll give you the number. 516-783-9662. Jim Bahamundi, civil rights attorney. And you don't have to explain to him that you're disabled because he is too. He knows about it. All right, in a site around the world, some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and Baccaro's Italian Tavern with a .com. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past, and we like to acknowledge them. All right, let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them, go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey Foster, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others that we may not know the names of, but certainly remember them.
Yeah.
All right, go an extra mile for a child and bless the children. It reminds me of that song that Carpenter wrote, Bless the Beasts
yeah.
and the Children.
Yes, yes. I remember that.
All right, in a sight.
Like
and Able News.
Yeah.
You like Able News?
Okay. Yeah, sure. I've always have. I'm partial, though. Able News is for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled is important. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able also has that you could actually register for free to get their subscription. So just go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions, two of them at change.org, nursing home petition and the service dog petition, and we thank you for that. Nobody Starves on Long Island is another good group. If you need dog food, cat food, and medical, Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's my buddy Gary. All right, 631-484-3085. Check it out. And let's see, what else we got? We'll come back to if I missed anybody. All right. In a site, talking tonight about the medical for the service dog, guide dog.
Yeah.
All right. The politicians must find a way to protect people, all right? Either that or establish a separate fund.
Yeah.
So that a blind person can get veterinarian services. You know, but they must find a way. Now, that would be a protection if they came up with a separate fund in the meantime. You know.
Yeah.
No law, there's no law to protect
you. I can see how Medicare and Medicaid, okay, can join together and split that cost. Instead, they're in the same organization and in the same building. It's called Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services or something like that. Anyway, I receive letters from them all the time. And it's funny.
Well, they don't have veterinarian services.
But they should. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I say. The politicians should do something about it.
Right. I agree.
It's their place to protect people. And
well,
when a blind person's dog... When a blind person's dog is not given the medical that is donated by the public and raised... You know, that should be come under the law of protection.
Yeah, I see.
And it doesn't. Because that dog is responsible for the life of the person.
That's
and
true.
Vice versa.
That's true, too.
You know, so we're not being protected. We're not being given equal quality of life.
No, we're not. Nope.
So, you know, and we've offered to help the animal medical to set up a separate fund. You know, we got rejected on that a while back. You know, because the schools, the guide dog schools, are involved with the animal medical, and they are the ones who dictate. See, the people don't listen to us; they listen to the agencies. That's a big problem that we face.
Yes, it is.
You know, and it's because of us that the money is there. I wonder
that's
how much. Now let's take my situation. I wonder how much. And the only way to find out is to conduct an investigation. I wonder how much the animal medical raised over the years in taking care of my guide dogs. It goes all the way back to Guiding Eyes when I got my first dog.
Wow.
And the second one.
That's a long time.
And then after the second one, they kicked me out and they wouldn't help me. So I started doing it on my own. And the animal medical gave me the medical.
Yeah, I remember that.
For years and years and
for
years.
For a while. Yeah.
Years. Until the damn school butted in.
I remember the
and
day
I
you
know,
told me.
I know it was that because it started happening. It started happening after I was denied by every school
that's
in this
right.
country. So it had
crazy.
To be them. Who else would do that? Who else would they listen to?
Right, because they're
why did they suddenly change their policy?
Well, people ought to know this. The grant that is at the Animal Medical Center is given to the Animal Medical Center by the schools. So, goes in full circle. Okay, but...
Well, I don't know who gives them the grant, but I don't think that makes a difference.
It does, because it's written...
No, it doesn't make any... Because
time.
it's still from the public.
I understand.
They've got to get it from a
but
living person who's the public.
But wait, listen. It said in the grant, it said that the dog had to come from a school. Okay. Well, we wrote
yeah, so I just
a
said
letter.
The schools are involved.
Right. Right. But what should happen is there should be where it doesn't matter. If dog's a dog who's a guide dog, and it should encompass all guide dogs, service dogs, any dog who assists a person in any way.
Well, they don't do. They
which
only do guide dogs unless they added
well,
that.
Saying,
and I don't know it. They only do guide
no,
dogs.
No, I'm just saying it ought to cover all.
Well, they
know,
should.
The dogs that assist people.
They should
now,
include all.
Likewise,
but they don't.
Likewise, there are people out there that go to their doctor, get a letter, and want to just bring their dog on the airline in cabin and not in the cargo area. So they'd say to their doctor, I need a letter stating that I need the dog in with me because I have a disability or whatever the case may be.
Well,
meanwhile,
if it's a guide dog,
a
hold it. If it's a guide dog, you don't need a letter.
No, I know. It's not a guide dog. It's just a regular dog.
No, I don't know. They
for, you know.
They changed the regulations on that.
Yeah, even more?
They changed the regs on that. I'm not familiar. But that's off the subject, though. I'm talking about the medical. The medical at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. They offer free medical.
Well, I was going to prove a point with that.
For guidance.
Last statement. I didn't get a chance to finish.
Well, go ahead.
Well,
no, go ahead, finish.
You see, because, and people have this easy way of changing things like that, and yet the people who desperately need it, like you, myself, Regina, the people who have been denied year after year, me denied even going to a school, even being, you know, told to even put in the application, that's just outright wrong. All around. You shouldn't be denied.
Well, the law,
the
law should encompass the whole process.
That's right. That's right.
You know, but there is no law.
That's right.
You know. But getting back to the to the medical, to deny a guide dog, you know, the medical, and not to have acknowledged in the past that this is a guide dog, and I have the ID card to prove it.
Yeah, he does.
Say guide dog on it. You know, to acknowledge, and then to listen to these agencies, and they come along and tell you that they don't want certain people to have the medical, even though it is. You see what's happening now? Even though it's a guide dog, they don't want that dog, that guide dog, to have the medical. See, that's what they're doing.
I remember them saying, to the point they even stepped over the boundary of saying that your dog was a pet. Now that infuriated me. It did.
No, but they know.
It really infuriated me.
They know.
In that letter.
That they know that I train guide dogs. I've been doing it for years.
I know.
And they issued me cards that says guide dog on it.
I know.
So there's the proof.
So what the heck are they writing that?
Well, because they're listening to the agencies.
Yeah.
The agency didn't train the dog.
That's right.
And they're telling them. You know, they're probably telling them, if you're going to help people who just train dogs on their own, then we're not going to contribute to that. That's probably what they said to them.
That's probably right.
You know, and the worst thing is that there's no law. You have no legal rights. That makes it even worse. And that makes it cowardly on the part of these schools.
Very much so.
You know, that they're afraid to get taken into court. Because I think a judge is going to look at them like there's something, you know, what the hell's wrong with you?
Mentally wrong.
How come you gave the medical all these years?
That's right. And now you're denying it? That don't make sense. And it's
no,
true.
It doesn't
make sense.
Yeah. So what is needed is an investigation, number one, with leaning toward a law and regulations, so that if a person has a legitimate guide dog, and these agencies are raising money to help that person, that money has to be used in that way unless they can prove otherwise.
That's true.
That's what we should have.
That's right.
A regulatory system just like you have with anything else. Nobody could just take away your car because they don't like you. You know?
There is
they don't
a regulatory
approve your,
system.
What?
There is a regulatory system, but I don't see.
Not for this, there isn't.
Wait, let me finish. The what do you call? with the Commission for the Blind. Now, I don't know how much we could use it in terms of, you know, because they do evaluate people for mobility.
But it doesn't apply to guide dogs. The regulatory, the hearing system doesn't apply to guide dogs. There's no written stuff about it.
I know. But you need
the other
evaluation to apply.
There's written stuff.
Right. I know.
They would have to
needs to be done.
Regs.
I know. Stating.
And that's not being done.
If you are writing here's what it should say. If you are writing up a orientation for an individual to prepare them for guide dog training, you are now, I would say, culpable, or even you are now involved in the evaluation, period, you know.
Well, you have to have specific regulations.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the commission already has a license, so you don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
They have a license, and they have a hearing system, but you don't have regulations about if they're evaluated and the person is denied the dog. You know, there's no regulations about that.
No.
And there's never been a hearing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have to be all written up, you know, because you got to put a lot of stuff in there, not just one sentence. You know, because the school can pull any kind of a stunt.
Right.
You know. But, you know, going back, so the animal medical listens to the school. They don't listen to us. And they interfere. They refuse to give the medical for your guide dog because the school didn't train it. You know, and why does the school take it upon themselves to butt in to somebody's business?
That's right.
I mean, that's what they do. They're butting into somebody's life, somebody's business. It's malicious.
Yeah.
Nobody could do that to anybody and deny them something vital, like the medical, or deny them deny them food, or deny them the use of their car because we don't like what you do. That's what's going on here. They're denying a vital, important service because they don't like somebody or they don't approve of somebody's lifestyle.
Yeah.
And there's no laws, no regulations. It's like dealing with a terrorist country.
Yeah.
That they don't care. They're gonna let you fade away and you know. Thank God that myself, you know, because I have an Akita guide dog, the Akita Rescue is very good to her, and I appreciate that, but that's not their place to do that.
No,
and who knows how long that can go on. I mean, let's be realistic. They're not an agency for the blind.
No, they aren't.
They set a good example as one.
Yes, they do.
But they're not an agency for the blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, 213-816-1650. Anybody wants to call in and comment on this or give us your opinion? Anybody know anyone who's been denied a guide dog or the medical for the guide dog? I met a guy on the subway who had a dog, and he was very impressed that I trained my dog on my own. He said, I'd like to try to do that, but he said, then they won't give me the medical. He knew about it.
See? That's it there.
So they're stopping people from being creative because
that's
there's
true.
No law. No regulations. And then there goes the freedom of choice.
Yeah.
Right out the window.
Sure is. Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Anybody on the line?
Yes, Maureen.
Oh, okay. We have Maureen.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a phone call from Maureen.
Mm-hmm. All right, here she comes.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. Well, except for this morning, I'm all right, trying to get my mom, and she wasn't answering. Nobody there was answering. It was like a whole wasted morning, 12:30, I think I finally got somewhere. So anyway, I don't know if the phone was away again. Me thinks that's what happened. And but luckily she's tested negative for the virus since the one was in the room with her.
Well, that's
so
good.
Far so good with that. So, but she's very tired. But what the hell is there to do? She's bored. She doesn't even get out of her bed anymore. She's not put in the chair even because I guess that big humongous air purifier thing is where her chair would go. And just, you know, like horrible, you know. I spoke to the head social worker today. She said they're trying to get even to do, you know, some activities in the building with, the recreation people. I mean, this is just horrible, you know. And she said he keeps changing the rules, so she said you don't know. But now there's 6 people with it, so that's another 14 days. So, you know, this could go on for forever, you know.
I mean,
just so
why don't these people take care of themselves, seriously? Why are they going
on?
From the beginning of the pandemic, I've been at home, really, for the most part.
Right.
And I'm really careful.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I've gone out even. I mean, I have to go shopping, and we've gone out to thank God I'm all right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. People just, you know.
I know.
I don't know what it is, but
When's the last time your mom got some sunshine on her?
Mm. Oh God, that's been like over 2 years ago, I guess. Over 2 years.
Oh wow.
That's horrible. Huh. How can they be for somebody's health and they don't bring them out in the sun?
Yeah.
What a bunch of jackasses.
I don't know. No, they don't bring them out. I mean, if I were to go. Without the pandemic, I'd have to bring her out myself, you know. I'd have to bring her out to the area myself, you know. They don't do that. They really don't.
That's hard.
Huh?
I mean, what does it take to get somebody out into the sun 10, 15 minutes, you know?
It doesn't.
Why don't they call one of these damn agencies and get a volunteer up there to do it? They don't do anything.
Nobody wants to volunteer. Nobody really wants to volunteer anymore either. It's just such a horrible thing. People don't, just to get volunteers even is hard. And
well, then the agency
is
empowered.
I was thinking that one day too. Like the last time she was out in the sun was really just to be put in an ambulance and taken out of an ambulance to go for her. I guess it was her stomach, to check on her, the hole in the stomach that was left in there from our favorite nursing home, Dry Harbor. I'm sorry, Susan.
Yeah, I remember that time you telling me.
Yeah, I think that's the last time she was actually out, and it was like, you know, like I say, just to be put in the ambulance and the ambulance to be taken out. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, maybe you got to change that up a little when things, I hope, lighten up soon. You have to bring her to, like, a doctor or something. I don't know. And then, you know, squeeze her out somewhere else. I mean, seriously, that's what I used to do with Mom.
I don't even get to speak to her doctor. You know, I tell them, you know, could she call us or I'd like to speak. Never hear at all, you know.
Do you have
one day she was she came from behind me.
Yeah.
And I knew it was her because she has clunky heels. She doesn't say, just going back like last year sometime, before the pandemic. So she doesn't say a word to me. First she got into the elevator. She doesn't, but I knew it was her. So then she goes, I said, you know, you didn't, I said, I knew it was you. See, she didn't realize I knew it was her, you know, so she was just going to plain ignore me, you know. So I forget what question I had to ask her, but I don't like this doctor in this place. Oh, I don't really care for them in any place because, like I say, you don't really get to ever see them. When they do deign to come in, you know, they're trying to leave as soon as they can come in before you can even ask a question. Even in the hospital one time, the one from Dry Harbor, the doctor from Dry Harbor came in because he worked for the hospital too. Because we had already been telling my mom's roommate, wait till he comes. As soon as he comes, he'll be inching his way out. And didn't he do that? She goes, you were so right. I mean, you can't even get to ask questions because they're already halfway out the door when they come, you know? So
you know what you do, how to follow that, how to do that? You start, you know what he's going to do, right? So you're the one who's able to walk, right? So as he's trying to go to the door before he gets out of the doorway, you'll never know what you're trying to do and head him up at the doorway. Seriously.
Exactly. Cut him off at the path.
I used to do that with my wheelchair. So, you know, and
kick him into
the
ass. What do you need him for?
Yeah.
Then he'll be a patient.
Yeah. I'll just say, you know, be in the opposite way and be in the way, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was thinking that one day too. When was the last time this thing had any air, fresh air, or sunlight, or anything? You know, just so horrible. It really. And then I have to call because I forgot to ask today why she's not in the chair. I'm just assuming it's because the big monstrosity of an air purifier is in the spot. You know, so I mean, she doesn't even get out of bed these last 14 days,
it's
I guess
huge.
You'll have to
it
wait.
It really is huge. I'm being serious. That air purifier, I barely could get in the bed when I had the sleep study. It sticks out, well, in that one in particular, stuck out the window.
The purifier?
I don't know where that one goes. It had a vent
where it went up into the ceiling,
and then the other one stuck
because,
out
of course,
the
windows are both
wait a minute, are you
there,
talking
you know,
along with
before.
Her? I don't.
Well,
let's back
so
up.
Well.
Back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maureen, what were you saying?
Oh, I said this air purifier, I was told it goes up into, like, up high, maybe into the ceiling or up where there's a vent, I guess, because, you know, the windows there are bolted shut, so you can't even open them a couple inches to get any fresh air.
Horrible.
Which I have to see. Is that a fire hazard?
Possibly. Yeah.
If you can't have windows open.
You know,
yeah, just because one person tried to jump out once, I mean, you know.
Chair. I throw a chair in the window.
I'll see if it's, yeah. Because, I mean, the other two nursing homes, you could open the windows. In fact, they always wanted them open pretty much. They'd open, like, maybe 4 inches, maybe 5. Enough that nobody could jump. Because believe me, it is kind of it is kind of inviting. you know, so and then they'd stop when they got to a certain point, so nobody could, you know, jump out.
Going, yeah. No.
You know, but here you can't even open them; they're bolted shut. You know, so it's just sickening, really. It is absolutely sickening, and. Now, there's a sixth person there. There were five. So, like I said, this could be ongoing. Who knows? Who knows when, you know?
Yeah, it can be. And that's what happened to me, and I never got to really see my mom except for that one time. And I complained about it. I actually did, and I'm going to put it on a – eventually put it on a petition. I'm going to make it shorter.
Right. Yeah, you should, really, because – and now last night they said his new orders are – the visitor and the patient don't have to be vaccinated, either one of them. Well, she was, but I'm not. And they prefer you do wear a mask and social distance. And it'd be good if you could do it outdoors. And
how?
What was the other thing, too? Huh? I'm sorry, Susan?
How?
You know,
you
I mean, it's cold now. Well, today was warmer, but you
stuff.
Can't.
Wait a minute. Maureen, what did you just say?
The last thing? They prefer you do it outdoors to visit?
Do what outdoors?
And if the neighborhood is 10% positive, you can't get in there. So, I mean, how the hell do you know what's... I mean, I guess she's... I guess her neighborhood is considered the yellow zone yet.
Terrible.
I'm so sick of these color charts, too, you know?
Yeah, it's so stupid. Yes.
I know.
Well, all the
yellow
doctors
zone.
Have a different opinion. Did you hear the... some of the states got rid of the mandate for the mask.
Yeah.
And Biden
yes.
is yelling
yes.
at them. And, you know, so you've got doctors in the state that don't agree with the doctors from the White House.
Well, you know, we haven't actually been told the whole story. There's different stories about this whole damn thing from the get-go. And people just... don't know what to believe anymore. It's going down and it's going down. And, you know, people just have had enough. And if the numbers are going down and there's not, how come there was no surge from the Super Bowl, I see. You know, there was no surge from that. And upstate where the Buffalo Bills play, when the governor, you know, opened that up to people going in a couple months ago, there was no surge there either. So how come, you know, there's only certain things that could be a surge, but not other places, you know? And if they're bringing in illegal aliens, not federally tested, and some are tested by the cities down there, and even the ones that have it are being allowed in, then, you know, if we hear about all these variances all the time, and, oh, you know, we can't because of the rare, how come these people can be let in scot-free?
Yeah, there's no consistency on any of this stuff.
There really isn't.
It's all hit and miss.
Right. So people are sick of it. I mean, if we're told, oh, double mask, and don't do this, and don't do, and then they're just being allowed it. And somebody told me there, a lot of them have shirts, that, but I missed what they say. So who's giving them these shirts? Who's paying for these shirts? Is it coming out of the taxpayers' money?
But what do the shirts say?
I don't know. I missed. I'm trying to find out. I missed what they say. But if a lot of them are wearing it, they have to be being given it by somebody, you know? That's what I'm trying to find out. But I missed what they said.
I mean, it's just unbelievable just the way things have been happening this year. And the people you thought you could count on, you can't. And the people who, you know, unexpectedly, now you can count on them and you're like, huh? You know, that's how
well,
I
that's
feel.
Why, you know, a lot of people say this was overblown, the figures even on these amounts, to keep it going and for an agenda. And that's what I'm afraid of, you know? That's what I'm afraid happens, you know? And if that would be
all
really
right, we're
sad,
gonna we're gonna
you know?
Go back. We're going to go back to our subject. And tomorrow, you're going to try to get the deposit out there tomorrow for the apartment?
I have to see if she's there tomorrow because, you know, she wasn't in today. So I'll have to call her tomorrow. She's been in on Friday. She wasn't in on Wednesday. I don't know why I couldn't get a Wednesday, but I'll call tomorrow, you know?
All right. Well, let us know what happened, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Keep us informed.
All right. Yeah, because it's just so heartbreaking. Absolutely just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And like I say, if this was all, you know, done and stuff, and I can't visit my poor mom, and you poor Suzanne and your poor mom were, you know,
yeah,
it's just
passed on before I had
heartbreaking.
A chance.
I'm sorry, Suzanne?
She passed on before I had a chance.
I know. I know, you know.
Yeah.
And this can't go on with, you know, denying people to see their loved ones. It can't go on anymore. They have to try to do something. You know, they really do.
They have to. They will.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I'll make sure that you at least get in with your mom. You know, you got to do that, you know.
Right, yeah, I really,
yeah.
You know, I just have to...
That's important.
Keep on plugging, you know.
Yeah.
I really just
have
That's
to the
because...
most important thing, and I'll make sure of
right.
that at least, you know.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, no, we'll try our very best to do what we can do. That's all. She knows that.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean,
yeah,
if
sight.
I could... Yeah. All right, guys, take care.
Yeah,
take care.
Sorry to cut. What were you going to say if you could what?
And no, I just was, you know, I just don't know what. I could have to just go to another state, but there's no way I could bring her, you know? There's just no way she could make that.
Keep looking. Don't give up looking.
Yeah, don't give up. Keep looking.
I know.
It's
gone on and everywhere.
Multiple apartments. There are.
I even tried Habitat for Humanity. Now, unless I'm doing this wrong, one person, you have to make now 39,000 something. That's for one person, but you can't. Does that mean you have to have that amount, or you can't go over that amount?
No, more than that, probably.
It's what?
I believe it might
be. They care
more
about money
than
they do about people's health.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
but
you know.
Really
all right, in a sight. We're gonna go on.
Okay.
Thank you,
yeah.
Maureen.
Okay, guys.
Thanks,
all
Maureen.
Right, take care.
All
right. Okay. Great. Okay. Bye bye.
All right.
Take
let's
care,
see.
Okay.
Tomorrow night is the funnies on Inner Sight. So don't forget tomorrow night from 8 to 9. We'll have some fun over here, goofing off and tell you about the. The new vaccine. Oh, yeah. The new vaccine. And tomorrow night, the guy who changed his clothes on the Long Island Railroad, that'll be here tomorrow night.
Oh, my.
Exclusive.
There could be many of them, you know.
Exclusive.
Still probably happens.
Exclusive story right here on Inside. You won't hear it on the news.
Oh,
right
no.
here. All right. So be with us. Let's see, television, 7:30, we were on Altice, that's Channel 20, Long Island, 7:30 tonight we were on Channel 20, and Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Inner Sight and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, so... There's the television schedule, and we hope to get some new shows going soon.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about the medical denied to guide dogs by the schools and the animal medical. Now, as I said in the outset of the show, if the schools deny that they have anything to do with the medical, that they're not interfering with the medical, if they out and out deny that, then let them recommend to the animal medical that the blind person who trains the dog on their own get the medical. See? But they haven't done that now, have they?
No, they haven't.
So
I don't think they ever will either.
They appear to be guilty.
Yes.
Now, isn't it ironic with all this stuff going on now? It was Mr. Trump, now it's the governor. The governor will get his day in court.
That's right.
No matter what. That's guaranteed. That's guaranteed him
right.
by the Constitution.
Right.
I don't know if he's guilty or innocent. I'm not going to speculate.
But he's guaranteed
I called his office yesterday, made an offer to hope that he would step up and help the people in the nursing homes. I haven't heard yet, but, you know, you never know. But the point being, he will get... Stop that noise.
What noise?
He will get his day in court. See? The blind person who needs a guide dog to be safe and is denied that safety by a school that raises $50,000 to $100,000 to train a dog, keeps the money, denies the person, and then goes ahead maliciously and informs the animal medical people, don't give the dog the medical. We will not get our day in court. Where's the justice in this country? Where's the protection? Where's the Constitution? I mean,
not
it's
here.
Somebody's safety, somebody's life we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to deal with. That's what we're up against. And that's why we have a petition and why we tell people these things. And the politicians haven't done a damn thing about it to help us. Every idea you give them, they come up with an excuse not to do it. So we'll keep on informing people, because we believe that if a person's denied a service dog and there's no law, that the money is being misspent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're determined to change.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and give us your opinion. I ran up with my last guide dog. I ran up some vet bills. They wouldn't take care of her. I struggled through it. She died of cancer. And ironically, at that time, when Winsong had cancer, the animal medical spent millions and millions of dollars to construct a cancer clinic for dogs.
Yep.
And they wouldn't even give her a damn Band-Aid.
That's right. I told you about that cancer clinic.
They ought to be arrested.
Yes, they do.
And
they
tried.
Should have been. Yep.
So,
Memorial Sloan Kettering has that clinic. Still in
what?
You know, it's Memorial Sloan Kettering has that cancer clinic still there.
Yeah, they're the ones that helped set it up.
Yep.
But you know, it makes a bad situation worse.
It does. When everything's there and they won't help.
No. And they knew that Winsong was a guide dog. They knew it.
Mm-hmm.
They knew she was a guide dog. Schools knew it too. See, that's what makes them so malicious, that they know these things. And if they don't know it, all they got to do is take a damn walk with me.
Oh, even worse, I'll tell you what they didn't even do, and this is just something basic. You said, oh, I need another harness to one of the schools, I remember. They wouldn't even buy you a damn harness. I remember that, too.
Well, they wouldn't sell us one.
Sell us one, yeah.
They wouldn't sell me a harness.
Yep, I was there for that,
yeah,
too.
They're very malicious, these schools, in many,
yes,
many ways.
Are.
That's why there should be regulations.
Yep.
So if we ever get any kind of money that we can deal with,
mm-hmm,
we're going to do a whole campaign on this.
Yeah, we are.
I promise you that. If we ever get the funds.
Because it's wrong.
It.
Whatever. Yeah, it's totally wrong.
And the bottom line of the campaign is going to be people should have rights when their safety is at stake.
That's right.
That's the whole basis of this country. You hear about safety all day long on the radio, on the subway, from people.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. Isn't that what you hear? Stay safe.
Yes, you do.
How the hell do you stay safe when you're blind and you're denied your dog and you do it on your own, then they take away the dog's medical?
Well, the dog can't stay safe, so then hence you can't. Simple.
Yeah, they take away the safety measure.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear about that on any of the websites of the agencies.
No.
They never put the stories up there of people denied who trained with the dog for 3 weeks and have been denied. I don't know one agency that ever put up one story like that on their website.
No.
I'd be amazed to find one.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they so afraid of? Did that happen to the person, or didn't it happen? If it happened, then what are they so afraid of?
Exactly.
You see, the public has the right to know who donates the money.
Exactly.
That's where they get the money from.
Or what you're using it for? Where is it going? And if it actually got and was made, you know, the person got the dog. You know, or
sure,
it was
money,
recycled
money goes
into
to
another
school,
person.
But,
right, I know. But if
know,
it
the,
really was that used for a person on a dog, that's how I would like to know if I was donating. You know?
Yeah, they don't inform people.
No, they don't.
They don't let people know.
Nope.
I mean, you don't have to put anybody's name up there or picture or anything like that. They don't want it. But they don't, even without a name or a picture, they don't inform people.
That's true.
And there's no regulation.
That's true. Oh, sorry.
And how many of those people who have been denied, who went to training, were evaluated by the Commission for the Blind here in New York State? And maybe in other states, too.
I was.
Yeah, but you didn't go for training.
Yes, I did.
For the dog. Not for the
dog.
Not
for the dog. Yeah, they shut me down.
I'm talking about people who were evaluated and went to the school and trained and never got their dog.
No, I didn't. That didn't happen.
No,
they wouldn't let
no
me.
No law to protect you.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even let me train, period.
You didn't apply, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did apply. All right.
Yeah, I did.
And they told you they don't do that kind of training anymore.
That's right. They outright told me, like, we don't want to train you, basically. But they didn't say it that way. They just said, we don't have the training program anymore. Then 3 weeks later, they said, oh, we need help, you know, with this, you know, program.
And then somebody
told
you that they do have the training program.
Yeah, they've always had it.
Big contradiction there. See, that's why there should be a law.
Oh, yeah.
There should be a law. They should you should be able to haul them into court and say, now, which is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. 631-224-3090 phone number. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all of our listeners. And don't forget to fortify your immune system. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.